Red Eye is a program of alternative politics and culture which broadcasts live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM and around the world at cooperadio.org. Here's Peter Royce.
This month, the government of Quebec revealed a decision to increase public funding for Jewish private schools from 60% to 100%. This meant that every student in a private Jewish school would get the same amount from the public treasury as is provided for each student who attends the public school system. The immediate, broad-based, and massive critical response in Quebec forced the Charest government to reverse itself almost instantly. To explain what happened on this issue, we've contacted Alain Pellissier. He's the Secretary-Treasurer of the CSQ, the union that represents most of the teachers in Quebec. Hello, Alain.
Good morning. Good morning for you. Yeah.
Likewise. This change in the financing for private Jewish schools took place without prior public discussion or forewarning, it seems. Can you explain how the government announced it?
Oh, simply by a press conference that was held by Mr. Charest and his Minister of Education, Mr. Reid.
And was it done with public input or discreetly?
Well, the announcement was done in front of the parliamentary gallery, the journalist that used to be at Assemblée Nationale in Quebec City, but just even the same day, there's been some reaction, and of course, after for a whole week, more than a week, it was every day and every day, and they had to backtrack on that issue.
So, what was the government rationale for this sudden injection of $10 million only for Jewish private schools and not for any others?
Well, the official reason that was told by the minister, it was to try to facilitate the integration of the Jewish community with the whole Quebec community regarding one specific bad event that occurred a couple months ago, the fire of a library in a Jewish school in Montreal, and that was the reason that was put forward by the minister, Mr. Reid. That's all.
So is that reasoning convincing?
Well, nobody was convinced. And nobody among the public opinion, but editors, the university teachers, even in the Jewish community, people were very surprised by that argument, you know, because everybody wants that the integration should be done, not only for the Jewish community, but for all the immigrants that are coming in Quebec, integration altogether in the whole province, because it's not the same way of living when you live in downtown Montreal than when you live in Quebec City or in Gaspésie or in Sept-Îles. The province of Quebec is a very large province, you know, and so there's different cultures all around the province, and of course in large centers like Montreal you may have in the same classroom 15 to 20 different communities represented, and it's not by creating or reinforcing separate schools that you will succeed in that issue.
Now, is this linked to a UNESCO report on reform in the Quebec educational system?
Well, for us, the argument that we can oppose to that is, of course, linked to the Delors report. The Delors report, which is a UNESCO report for education in 21st century, who put forward that education in 21st century must be based on four pillars, who are to learn to be, to learn, and to learn to live together. And for us, learn to live together is not to live in everyone is his own ghetto, and of course maybe trying to have some exchange with others, but try to integrate in the public schools, in the common public schools, all the kids, so the integration should be succeed.
The extra funding for Jewish private schools coincided with a $750,000 contribution from Jewish community organizations to the Liberal Party. How did Premier Charest respond when this coincidence was revealed?
Well, it's not unusual that the Jewish community support the Liberal Party. So the premier told that there was not relation between those two issues, because every year, on an historical basis, the Jewish community has already supported the Liberal Party, even on the provincial scene or on the federal scene. So it was possible that there is no link between those two issues. But of course, Mr. Charest has always been very open to listen to the lobbies from this community.
I mentioned earlier that the government's decision to inject this $10 million new dollars into subsidy for Jewish private schools aroused a wide and broad-based negative response. Are there any measures of the public opinion on the issue?
Well, actually, of course, the government has backtracked on that issue. I think there's going to be some debate now about the whole issue of public financing of all private schools, because you know that the province of Quebec is the most generous province for subsidizing the private schools. 60% of the subsidizing is put by the public funds. So this issue sometimes go on the top of the pile, because when there's a cut in the Ministry of Education, when that we have difficulties to improve services in the public schools, when you have more and more kids leaving public school to go to private schools, that's an issue for the quality of service in public schools. So this question occurs from time to time, and I think this debate will come back.
So I'm wondering if anyone commissioned any polls or surveys of Quebecois on this government decision.
Oh, yes, absolutely. just the day before Mr. Charest announced that he was backtracking on that issue, there was a poll indicating that 89% of the Quebecers all around the province on echantillon of 1,000 people, 89% was opposed to that decision. So when Mr. Charest made his press conference, he didn't apologize, or he didn't say that he made a mistake, but he told that he understood that his way of doing things was not agreed by the population, and so he backtracked on that issue.
That's a huge percentage of people that are opposed to it.
89% is a very huge percentage.
So now, I understand that even the finance minister and the Quebec cabinet opposed it.
Well, that's what we heard about Madame Jérôme Forget, who is responsible of the budget of the province, what we call the Conseil du Trésor. When they talk about that issue before Christmas, she opposed, the paper, or the official paper, was signed just after Christmas time while she was absent, and that it was her substitute, Mr. Chagnon, who is a Minister of Public Security in Quebec, but who was the Minister of Education in 1994 when the Liberal Party was at the power at that time, and when that issue was discussed and was almost agreed at that time. But there was election, and then the Parti Québécois took the power in the beginning of 95. So Mr. Chagnon signed the official paper while Madame Forget was absent of the cabinet.
Now, you're the secretary-treasurer of a union that represents most school teachers in Quebec, and you have members in both private and public school systems. Why did your union oppose the government's extra funding then for Jewish private schools?
Well, for us, it's been an historical issue. We are not opposed to private schools. There's private schools in other provinces of Canada. There's private schools in the United States. But they're private schools for people who want to pay for that service, because we consider that education is, first of all, a public service that must be full subsidized by the government. So on an historical basis, have had always the same position, that we want to stop the public financing of private schools, at least reducing it to take it maybe at the same level than there is in other provinces or the American states. But of course, if we have to close some private schools, try to fix some reintegration measures for people working in private schools that will join the public schools system.
So how does this sort of funding to private schools play out in terms of the general issues of segregation in society?
Well, in Quebec, the private schools are subsidized at a level of 60% already. That means the people have to put for 40% more. Many people can't afford it, first of all. And this has an effect of taking the kids, especially in difficult areas, taking the kids who succeed the best from the public schools in the private schools. So the level of success in the public schools is getting down and down and down because the best students are leaving the public schools to go into private schools, especially in secondary school, in high school and junior high school.
Now, you mentioned that Charest quickly rescinded his decision for this private this funding for private juris schools. Did he acknowledge the mistake that he'd made?
No. But he didn't acknowledge. He didn't tell that he had made a mistake. But he told that, well, probably people did not really understand the way he's done it, so his solution was not accepted, so he had to take it back.
Is this an indication of the popularity and his relationship with the electorate?
Well, some people can make this conclusion. Next April, it's going to be 2 years now since this government has been elected, and, well, at the beginning, the public opinion support was approximately around 50%, if I remember well. But for the last 18 months, it has never get up more than 30, 33, 34%. And it's still going that way because there's a lot of indecision there. They took a very unpopular decision on some issues. And in two big issues now, they had to backtrack. Last year, they had to backtrack on an issue for hydrothermic electricity gas station called Centrale du Surois, because that idea of creating an hydropower with natural gas was not accepted at all by the population, so he had to backtrack on that issue, and now on the financing of the Jewish school for the same thing.
So the question still is there for me in terms of why did he make this decision in the first place?
Well, Mr. Charest could tell you. I can tell you for him. It's just what we'll read on the paper, what we heard about some information that some ministers maybe have given undercover. But there was not very, very large consultation about that last issue that occurs. And I think Mr. Charest must look sometimes a little isolated in his own cabinet because some of his ministers were very upset about that.
Now, some people in the Jewish community who approve the government's special funding for the Jewish private schools say that opposition to this is motivated by anti-Semitism. What's your response to that?
Oh, I totally disagree on that issue because as you know, the Jewish community and the Jewish school have been already subsidized at a level of 60%. And, of course, there's been one isolated thing that occurs in the school recently, but we are absolutely sure that the Jewish community is not victim of anti-Semitism measure. Absolutely not. We're pledging for integration. We're pledging for integrated schools. The largest manifestations that you had in the last year against war, against brutality, against violence occurs in Quebec. So we don't agree with that issue. Well, not the issue, but with that idea that there's been anti-Semitism in this issue.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me about this morning, Alain.
Well, thank you. I hope my English was not too bad.
Oh, it was excellent. It was perfectly understandable.
Okay.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Alain Pelletier. He's Secretary Treasurer of the Public Sector Union CSQ. It includes most of the school teachers in Quebec working in both the private and public school systems.
You've been listening to Red Eye, a program produced by an alternative media collective in Vancouver, Canada. Red Eye broadcasts live every Saturday morning from 9 until noon and can be heard around the world at cooperadio.org.